You're listening to Vatican Radio.
In his homily during the morning mass at Casa Santa Marta on Friday, Pope Francis warned that even today there are people in the church who use rigidity to cover up their own sins. Christopher Wells tells us more.
Pope Francis looked to St. Paul, a persecutor of Christians who became a proclaimer of the gospel, as an example of one who is rigid. He said that Paul, originally known as Saul, as a young man was rigid and idealistic, convinced of the rigidity of the law. Some rigid people, the Pope said, are insincere, leading double lives, trying to appear good to others, but acting wickedly when no one is looking. They use rigidity to cover up their own sins and weaknesses, building themselves up at the expense of others. Saul, on the other hand, was sincere, truly believing in his cause, even if he was mistaken. Many young people in the church today, the Pope said, have fallen into the temptation of rigidity. Some, like Saul, are sincere, good people, and we should pray for them, that the Lord might help them to grow along the path of meekness. In the Acts of the Apostles, the Pope said, we see Saul along the road to Damascus encountering Jesus speaking the language of meekness. After this encounter, Saul the persecutor became St. Paul the evangelizer. This, Pope Francis continued, is the power of the meekness of the Lord. Pope Francis concluded his homily by inviting those present to pray to St. Paul, especially for the rigid, both those who are sincere, like Paul himself, but also those who are hypocrites, who lead a double life. I'm Christopher Wells.